Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. These words of Moses that we heard in today's first reading are the great statement of faith of the Jewish people. As a matter of fact, faithful Jews recite this down to our very day as part of their morning and evening prayers. Their profession of faith that the Lord is God and the Lord is Lord alone. If you think about it, this is a bold proclamation of faith. In the ancient world, there were many pagan religions with lots of different gods. So the Jewish people claimed that there was one God, and he was Lord alone. And then that statement of faith is followed by the command to love God with all your heart, soul, and strength. That too is a bold claim. Think about all of those pagan gods. How did the pagan gods rule? They ruled through fear. People were afraid to displease them. They were afraid of the proverbial thunderbolt that would come down from heaven to get them. But no, the true God rules through love. He invites into a relationship of love, not fear. By the time of Jesus, there was a debate within Judaism about how the whole law could be summed up. Could it be summarized in a few brief statements? When we think about the law, we think of the Ten Commandments that God gave to Moses. But there were also some 600 other laws and prescriptions that Moses gave for the people to follow. If you're curious about them, you can read the book of Leviticus. It will cure your insomnia. 600 rules and regulations. And it was the Pharisees who said that those had to be followed to the exact letter. We hear a lot about the Pharisees in the Gospels. They're often pitted against Jesus. It was the Pharisees who thought that by following that law exactly, God would love them and their nation would be safe. So that's why they lose their minds when Jesus starts dismissing some of these. So that's the background for this scribe who comes up to Jesus and asks him that question in the Gospel today. Which is the first of all the commandments? He wanted Jesus' opinion on this matter. And Jesus answers with that great proclamation of faith that Moses had given some 1,300 years earlier. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love him with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And then Jesus adds to that the law of loving your neighbor as yourself. And the scribe says, yes, these are greater than all of the ritual sacrifices of the temple. Why is this greater? Why does Jesus answer with this summary of the law? It's because he himself is the summarization of the law. He himself exemplifies this command to love God above all things and our neighbor as ourself. In the second reading today from the letter to the Hebrews, the author talks about the high priests and the Levitical priests of the temple, and that they had to offer the animal sacrifices day after day because they could never atone for the sins of the people. But the author to the letter of the Hebrews says that Jesus is the true high priest who offers the one sacrifice to God. He offers himself. He's both victim and priest, the perfect sacrifice. He offers himself out of love for us. The perfect offering to God, perfect love of God, and perfect love of a neighbor. Jesus says, no greater love there is than to lay down one's life for one's friends. So Jesus shows us what it means to love God above everything and to love our neighbor as ourselves. It's the command to sacrifice. to offer oneself for God and for others. We find in Jesus the fulfillment of that command, the command given long ago to love the Lord above all things and our neighbor as ourselves. Of course, we are also aware that today is a very important holiday, Halloween. Every year I get asked on Halloween if I'm playing a priest as my costume. So no, I really am a priest. As Christians, we recognize Halloween as the vigil of All Saints' Day. Long before it was a day to go around asking for candy and dressing up, it was a day of preparation for All Saints' Day, All Hallows' Eve. And then the day after All Saints' Day, which is All Souls' Day. We are now in the celebration of these great feast days about the community of the church, the community of the body of Christ. That's why in the Archdiocese this weekend, we're continuing our celebration of the year of the Eucharist. If you remember, we kicked it off in June with the Feast of Corpus Christi. And today on this Vigil of All Saints' Day, we're going to take some time to reflect on the real presence of Jesus in the community of the church, in the body of Christ. You see, as Christians, our faith is lived out in a community. It's lived out in the community of the church. And I think the quarantine time taught us what an important aspect the community is to the church. When we couldn't be part of a worshiping community, we realized, oh wow, that really was an important part of my Christianity. So we live our lives as part of a community, and we also live our lives as part of the communion of saints. Those saints who are in heaven now, who are with God forever, those saints who are being purified in purgatory, being purified to enter into heaven, and we who are part of the church still struggling. We used to call it the church militant here on earth. The good news about the communion of saints is that our loved ones are not out of sight, out of mind. That even those who have passed over into heaven are still part of this community. Because we're all united by a common denominator. We're united by our baptism. And by our baptism, we're united in God. And that's why our prayers are efficacious. That's why we have the celebration of All Saints' Day when we rejoice in the saints in heaven. Why we have All Souls' Day and the All Souls Novena, where we pray for the souls in purgatory and offer Mass for them. That's why we who are still living our lives of faith ask for the intercession of the saints in heaven. They're powerful intercessors before God, and we ask their help and their prayers. And Christ truly is present in the communion of the community gathered here as part of the body of Christ gathered. And that's why worshiping as part of the church community is so important. Jesus said, where two or three are gathered in his name, he's present among us. So we, my friends, are united together, and Christ is present among us. He's present in many ways, especially in the Eucharist. But one of the ways he is present to us is the community gathered, the body of Christ. That's why the parish is supposed to be a place where we feel like we belong. A place where we're known and loved, so that we can feel that presence of Christ when the church is gathered. The worst is when people feel like they're anonymous members of the parish, as if they're not cared for. And you know, I can't care for all of you personally. I try my best to learn all of your names, but 3 years into this, I don't know probably half of them. But you all have a role to play in helping other people feel like they belong to this parish. You have a role to play in knowing the name of the person who sits to you next to you every Sunday. Saying hello to them. Welcoming new people, people you haven't seen before. And offering them the hospitality of the parish. That's what it means to belong. We all have a part to play in that because we are all part of the communion of saints, the body of Christ. There is no such thing as a Lone Ranger Christian. Our faith is meant to be lived in a community. So Christ is present among us today. Christ is present among us so that we can feel welcome. We can feel welcome in this parish community and offer that welcome to others. My friends, the command to love God and our neighbor is lived out in a community, in the community of the church. And as we gather here today, Jesus is present in our midst. And present in our midst are all who have gone before us, marked with the sign of faith. The souls that are with God in heaven right now, the souls who are being purified in purgatory, and the souls of Christians throughout the world are present with us today. Together with them, let us lift up our hearts in prayer and praise to God.